We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. Boomer is back after getting a colonoscopy yesterday. And I did hear you have a pretty good line out there to Maggie and Perloff. There's something about getting a camera up your butt on tax day that really is
the symbolism of it all.
The symbolism is great.
I initially had Election Day was my day. And then,
that's right.
Oddly enough, an opening popped up.
Yeah.
Here's a Buckley's.
Yeah, I know. I needed.
I
took a bunch yesterday as well.
But there's a symbolism about having, you know, getting something jammed up your A gap on tax day. So I took it, and everything's fine. Everything's good. I do recommend it. I'm not getting paid to say this. I do this as like my fourth one. And the reason that I did this, and I have been doing my colonoscopies, is because unfortunately, my good friend Chris Collinsworth's brother passed away from colon cancer, I think at the age of, like, I want to say he was like 40.
Jeez.
And I remember going to his funeral and just thinking myself, you know, I got to go get checked. And I think I was 40 at the time. And so I've done it every 5 years.
Yeah, I've got to get on that train now. I'm 41, going to be 42. I have not had one yet, so I'll schedule mine maybe for Election Day.
There's a really bad part of it, and there's a really good part of it. The bad part of it is all night long, you're up in the bathroom.
That's right.
But the really good part of it is when they give you the propofol, and they put you to sleep, and you're like...
Perfect.
And I'm like, oh, man, you have no idea if anybody's violated you or anything. So, but I got to tell you, that sleep is unbelievable. It's worth any whatever's going on. You know, downstairs is worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all I can say. So,
PSA for the listeners out there. Make
sure
you take care of your
business. And I'm even better now because the New York Rangers, and I know you're going to talk about John Sterling.
Yeah,
we're going to get to all that. Don't worry about it. We got a new program director.
Yeah.
I met that slap this morning. I don't know. He's, he's got his hands full.
He certainly does.
You know, he's a Long Island guy, which I like. But the New York Rangers, I mean, here was the thing I was thinking about yesterday. They had to win this game, not because I wanted the President's Trophy. President's Trophy is great, and it is a great bounce-back season after what happened last year in the playoffs. So I think that is a great accomplishment by this team. But the reason that they had to win it is because for like 175 days, they've been in first place. Now, they've been back and forth being number one overall, but in the Metro Division, they've been in first place. And if they would have lost this game last night to Ottawa and then the Hurricanes overtake them, that would have been a perceived, you know, negative thing.
Like job spot.
Yeah, exactly. And they played, I mean, Igor Shesterkin last night was still amazing. And he's going to have to do what Henrik did all those years.
Yeah.
Because at times the defense does get lacking. But I have to say, they gave me something that I didn't expect it. I thought that they were a playoff team because of their goaltending and because of some of their stars in their team. And a guy like Lafreniere really turning his whole entire career now on a path for superstardom. I would just say that it was great. It was very fulfilling watching this game last night. And then finishing it off with a shutout for Igor was great because he deserved it. I mean, he had to make like 10 great ace saves again last night, and he always does. And that's the way it's going to go once we get into the playoffs this week. So that was a very, very satisfying victory last night, and it capped off the greatest single regular season in Rangers history. And there are a lot of guys that deserve credit for that, including the coach, who I was very melancholy on at the beginning of this whole thing.
Well, you were. Remember. I mean, when he was, I don't know about melancholy, but you were definitely a little, you didn't love the hire. And so far, so good. Now, you don't know who you're going to be playing at this juncture because you still got one game left with the Capitals, one game left for the Red Wings for that other wild card. It will not be the Islanders in the first round. It's going to be the Islanders and the Hurricanes. That has been locked in. It's the same first round matchup that the Islanders had last year. I wanted a Rangers-Islanders first round. Maybe we get it later in the playoffs. We were lucky enough to get
it. It would be second round if both teams win their playoff series. The Hurricanes, but I got to say, I got to give the Hurricanes a lot of credit, man. They hung in there all year long, right on the heels of the Rangers. And then, you know, for the Islanders, if you remember talking to Sidney around the trade deadline time.
Yeah.
When I go to Edmonton. You know, I don't know if you're going to Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, who knows, right? Vancouver, maybe. Teams that want to have toughness at the bottom of their lineup. Maybe Matt and Cal Clutterbuck would have been attractive for those teams. But as I said, you know, look, man, it really comes down to the last 10 games of the season.
Well, 7-0-1 in their last eight.
That's, yeah, I mean, but you when you think about it, beating the Rangers and getting 3 points out of two games from them, and then winning last night and steamrolling the Devils team, I just, you know, they turned it on at the end of the season, and Lou Lamoriello deserves a lot of credit because he fired the coach, and he brought in a new coach, and the new coach somehow got this team to the playoffs. Now, in the Eastern Conference, that may be the toughest matchup, though.
Yeah, I know. And seeing them lose in six last year, I was actually at UBS in the clinching game for Carolina. I believe it was an overtime game. It was definitely a sad ending to that season. And here's the thing. I mean, it's tough for the Islanders because the Islanders, you know, have 7-0-1. They come on a heater going into the playoffs. And they're running into this potential buzzsaw in Carolina. And it could be the same exact result as they had last year.
Yeah,
where it's like,
there.
Then what do you do with the team next year?
Well, that's up for, you know, Lou and everybody over there to figure that out. But you know, at the end of the day, you got to give this team a lot of credit.
Oh, for sure.
A lot of people had counted them out. You know, and I work with Fliegelman in the morning doing CBS Sports Minutes. You know, he's been depressed.
Fleegs was counting them out. Huh?
I mean, he's been depressed for a long time. But today I show up and he's got a Sorokin jersey on.
Oh, so look at that! Good for him.
Happy.
Good for him.
So, and then on top of that, you have the Knicks with the number 2 seed. And I know you guys talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
And that is unbelievable. So a lot of things, you know, are very similar to 1994. Rangers, the 1 seed, the Knicks, the 2 seed. OJ's dead. OJ was involved. In
right. OJ's involved.
Yes.
You say that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He was alive in 94. He's dead now.
But he's dead.
Definitely a storyline, a headline. OJ in the news again.
Right. And how it impacts New York sports.
That is correct. So those are all good things. I was actually thrilled. Even though I wanted Rangers Islanders, I was thrilled that the Rangers won that game, because the last time that we came in here and the Rangers gave you zero effort and you're starting to get nervous, you were impossible to deal with the next morning. So I was so happy that the Rangers won. You got your President's Trophy, because I could not deal with it today. I was thinking about you upset about the Rangers coming off a colonoscopy day after tax day, and you would have been insufferable today. It would have been very, very difficult. So we got happy, jovial, excited Boomer. Which is great.
Yes.
And we'll hear all about the sports, and Jerry will have the highlights coming up. But we do have to mention, out of nowhere, we get the John Sterling news. And there was a caller who called up, if you remember, last week. And he goes, I hope John's okay. He doesn't sound very good. And we looked into it, and it said that he was missing some games because he was ill. And he had missed couple of those games, and all of a sudden yesterday you got like this weird flow of news where it was like John's going to have a press conference, announce his retirement, and then that was Friday, and then it was all of a sudden he's retiring effective immediately, and they're going to have a day for him on Saturday. And just talking to some people that had talked to him yesterday, it sounds like John is okay. I mean, he's telling everybody he's okay.
Guys, he is okay. He is fine. Yeah.
So, like, I'm going with that because that's what he's telling everybody.
But he's
going
to be 86.
No, I know, but here's the reason I bring this up is because there was multiple articles, the Post and Marchand in The Athletic, that were saying he's retiring amid health concerns.
You know, yeah, because he's 86.
Yeah, but you could be a healthy 86-year-old.
Yeah, you know who else should be retiring because of health concerns is the numbnuts in the White House. I mean, like, you know, who knows what he's doing and what's going on there. This is a guy that's 86 years old. He's got all of his faculties. We've heard him call games this year, but he's just tired.
No, yes, and that's it. But I just wanted to, because my mind, when it happened so quickly there, is he okay?
You know what I'm surprised about you?
Why?
Is that there was scuttlebutt around here for about 3 weeks, and you didn't know it, and I knew it.
Well, really? You knew about this?
Yeah, because he hadn't been feeling well, and he did have a little something. And I think he just got tired of traveling and the day-to-day. And you heard him tell Tiki that.
Yep.
And I believe him. And again, why wouldn't I believe him? And the fact is, I guess because of last year, not going to the playoffs and having the ability to enjoy himself a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
I think that is something that's real. And I hope that he enjoys the rest of his life as long as it lasts and he gets the best out of it. And that Saturday, he's saluted by the fans who, you know, what's amazing is he started with Susan in 2005.
It was earlier than that.
Is it earlier than that?
He was started since 89.
Yeah,
it was 89. Was it him and Susan started in 2005 together or something? Well, I saw 2005 regards him.
This was his 20th year with Susan as his partner.
That's it. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
And I remember, so they were partners in 2005. Craig and I started in 2007.
Right.
And this was after the whole Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box and all that other stuff.
Right.
And I remember Craig wanted to do that in the beginning of our show, and Chernoff wouldn't let him do that.
Yep.
And then the ratings came out, and we were number one.
And then all of a sudden...
You radio guys.
Hands like, off,
you know,
yeah.
I know how you radio guys are.
Sure.
As soon as you hit number one, like, you can't tell us anything. I hope Ryan Hurley knows that.
Well, apparently there were ratings that came out yesterday, and no one told us about them.
Well, because everything was...
Well, because we had the full winter book came out yesterday. I didn't get a text or an email from anybody, and I don't have access to it.
Spike is totally, now he's totally checked out.
Well, he's done, and then, I asked Ryan, I said, did a book come out yesterday? And then he's like, yeah, I don't even have access to it. Spike hasn't given me access to it yet. And then they're dealing with the Sterling thing, so it's like nobody's even caring about
that. Well, I know what it is. So, but that was the thing. Like, so, I don't know.
Yeah, but, and John deserves every bit of admiration and accolades that he's going to get on Saturday. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm like, I really miss this.
Look how much content he's given us over the years.
My God, I can't even imagine going through a full baseball season now without him for the rest of the year. I can't even, it's going to be like impossible. Like, as long as this baseball season is, he provided so many fun moments throughout the year and the summer and the dead times and whatever it was. So it's going to be different, but
I hope Saturday. You know, we've had a lot of fun with John and Susan over the years.
Yeah.
But it's only because it is fun.
Well, and yeah,
especially
he makes it
when
fun.
Especially when they win. And, you know, they do something spectacular. And those two have been an iconic broadcasting brew. I don't know how else you can say it. Now, I don't know how this affects Susan, you know, after this year. I don't know what she wants to do. I don't want to put any words in her mouth. But I was just thinking, like, if you really wanted to, like when Susan decides, okay, this is enough, if you really wanted to kind of recreate this whole thing, I got the perfect pairing.
Wait, recreate John and Susan?
Yeah, I got the perfect pairing.
Huh. These are people, obviously, we all know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. The perfect pairing.
Yes.
I'll
Justin Shackle's one of them.
Justin Shackle and Kim Jones.
No, I didn't think about Kim.
I've officially thrown my name into the ring.
Oh, wow. There you go. Justin and Danielle. I'm telling you, that would be unbelievable.
Hey, I've heard worse ideas.
I think Ryan Hurley should get on that right now. I mean, that's like his first big decision.
It is funny, though, that, I mean, everybody sent him, I'm sure, the same joke over and over again. Like, oh, John Sterling retires, your first day of the job, would you fire John Sterling? I'm sure they sent him that joke. But what's fitting to me is, like, when you are the program director at WFAN, there has to be some sort of initiation process for you, like, immediately. And for Hurley, it was just John Sterling thing happening out of nowhere for him, and him having to just see the chaos of that in his first day. But, I mean, I feel good for John. He sounded great yesterday. He sounded really good at the beginning of the season. Sounds better than me right now with my voice. So I just, as you said, I just really hope that he can live another 10 years if possible and enjoy the hell out of all of it, because
he's a treasure.
He's a young 86. I'll tell you that much.
He's sharp. He's very sharp, actually. And, you know, I think last year, you remember when he got hit with the ball?
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, but we played it 1,000 times.
It was so good. Yeah.
Because he was so good. And he was so good because he didn't try to be good. He didn't have to try.
Yeah.
It just came natural. And that's the greatest thing about him as a broadcaster, that, yeah, some of it was contrived. Some of it was, you know, the
home
run
calls.
He's a
showman, man. He's a showman.
Exactly.
And we loved it. And we knew he wasn't trying to be anybody else. That was him. You know, it wasn't like he was a guy who didn't talk like that and was doing it for schmaltz on the air. That's who he was. He loved Broadway shows. He loved being a showman. He liked singing. It's like, that's who he is. And he brought that to the booth and probably, you know, one of the most iconic jobs in sports broadcasting, and was able to change the tune of it.
Yes.
In a way. So, and I wonder, because, you know, you got these guys, you know, Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Babari that are in there. But, you know, now that he's officially done, you would imagine that there's a million broadcasters out there that are sending resumes over to leave whatever their full-time job is to be the voice of the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, before we even get to that, you know, that decision is way away. Maybe it's Justin and Emmanuel stay. You never know. I mean, a lot of it's going to come down to is like how much scratch we got.
Yeah,
and
also
we don't got enough scratch. You know, so you know, whoever the low bidder is may get the job. You never know.
Well, that's probably why these young guys are doing it, right?
Yeah, but they have to cut their teeth somewhere. And, you know, by the way, both of them have done a really good job, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see what Susan wants to do now, you know, because I don't know, you know, it's a tough thing when, like, out of the blue, your partner just decides to retire or resign.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot.
Or
a lot
go to jail or whatever.
You
know?
Right.
I kind of know that feeling. I mean, so she's probably, I would think, wondering, you know,
what's going
what
on?
Her future is. Yeah.
That's right. What is going on?
But I will say that both, I think Chris Olivero especially has treated them like with the respect that they both deserve for the amount of time that they've been there and everything that they've done. I don't know, you know, Chernoff was very similar in age, so I think he was a little bit harder on them, I'm sure.
Similar in age?
Yeah.
Chernoff is 85?
Isn't he like 100?
No, I mean, Chernoff's, I don't think he's even, is he even 70 yet, Chernoff?
Well, he's in their age bracket.
I mean,
I'm almost in their age bracket.
No.
And I'm not going until 86. I can tell you snapperheads that right now. That's not happening.
Well, that's too bad, because we've got you penciled in for at least 85. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports. Now we'll get Jerry in here just a couple of minutes, just getting started on this Tuesday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I know that voice of yours, man. I'll tell you what. I don't know how you feel, bro. Well, the weekend happened. That's what happened.
Yeah, but nothing happened over the weekend. I mean, we had the Booming celebration, but I wasn't speaking. I didn't give a speech.
I had one shot of tequila, and that was with Lee, our buddy Lee, at the end.
Was it the spicy one?
Oh, yeah, the jalapeno. Oh, yeah. That was good.
It is. It is delicious.
All right, but and then Sunday was all... It was prep day for me watching the Masters, and
yeah,
it was great. And then yesterday, didn't really talk to anybody, didn't have anything to say to anybody.
Perfect.
By the way, did get a little present for us, though.
Oh, wow. I love this.
I wanted to wait for Jerry here. He won't open this.
Wow.
Let's see how heavy this is.
Looks heavy.
Wow. What is
it? How about this?
Yeah, so a little present.
A gift.
A little gift. This is for all of us.
From Santa Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, the new New York Jets helmets that Al said were not new and didn't like them at all yesterday.
Yes, they are. What do you think, Al?
I think
now that you see it up close and personal,
old is new.
I mean, I like it, but I feel like we had that helmet last year.
Now, those are cool.
No,
that's cool.
Right.
That is different.
Look at that, the black one.
Yes,
I mean those are beautiful.
Yeah. How long before BT tries to schween one?
Schween
one. Schween one. Anyway. I'm sure next year they'll add a white one because teams in the NFL, if they want a third helmet, they can go to the third helmet. I think I have the jersey that they gave us last year they're going to this year.
The Aaron Rodgers one. Yeah, the white Aaron Rodgers one.
I have a Boomer one.
Oh, you got a Boomer one? I thought you had an Aaron Rodgers
one. Go check on the back of my door there, Al.
I'm almost positive it's a Aaron Rodgers one.
I'll guarantee you it's a Boomer one.
Okay.
I think they look great.
Yeah, and to me, this logo here is far better than the one with the football that they had last year.
It's the logo I had on my helmet. Our green helmet wasn't this green. It was a darker green. Mm.
I mean, this matte black is as cool as it gets. I know it's not traditional Jets, and
that's awesome.
But that is cool. I mean, so what are we like? We're keeping these in the studio, or are we making BT do something for us to get these helmets?
Why is BT?
Like,
why does everybody think BT should?
You don't remember.
Well, first of all,
you remember last time.
Yeah, I remember last time. I had to bribe him.
That's right. So that's why we're expecting him to come back in.
It's too late now. Bike tour is a couple weeks.
That is right.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it is a Boomer jersey. Damn.
Told you.
You also had an Aaron Rodgers one. I'm almost positive.
Well, I also got a little winning one, too.
That's right.
Rodgers one. Yeah. See?
I auctioned off the Aaron Rodgers one.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, hopefully he lives up to that auction number we got last year.
There it is.
So there it is. That's the same.
That's a beaut.
A beauty?
She's a beaut, Clark.
Kind of goes nice with the green helmet, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like the jerseys. I think that they're, even though...
You know why you like them? Because they're two color.
And they're not too busy?
They're not too busy. They're two color. They're very clean looking.
Clean, yes. Right? Cleaned it up.
Even the black jersey, there's three colors there because you see the white on the helmet.
Yeah.
But it's green. It's predominantly green and black. I don't think there's any white around the numbers on the black jersey.
And it had New York on the other jerseys,
and they had the previous one. That little white stripe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so this, you got rid of all that stuff and cleaned it up.
So there you go.
I like it. I'm into it. All right. Jerry is here. He's got a sports update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. I will build towards the John Sterling stuff, but I'm going to start with Boomer's team first.
Thank you, Jerry. Drops it back, trying to get it to Batherson out of the zone. Picked up by Kreider. 2-on-1. The way to get it started.
Yeah, in the first period, 1-0, Sam Rosen on MSG. They would add another and another.
I got to tell you that Kreider, you know, had two unbelievable passes last night. Another one to Adam Fox on the when the they were shorthanded. We're actually offensive shorthanded than we are 5-on-5. But I have to say that after turning the puck over four times on the previous power play, Kreider came through and had a great game last night.
Rangers win 4-0 as they shut out the Senators. 55-23-4. There's your regular season. 114 points.
Best ever,
Jerry. President's Trophy. Yep, here was Adam Fox. Awesome. You talk about the shorthanded goal, but knows more to accomplish.
This game, 82, but a game that we wanted. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of bearing down. And, you know, the crowd was into it, too. That always helps us. So, yeah, I think we did a good job of finishing the season strong and hopefully carrying that into playoffs.
And we'll find out who they play.
You know, and meanwhile, you got the Devils and the Islanders playing over Prudential Center, and I just flipped over to just to watch for a second, and the first thing I heard was the whole crowd basically saying Rangers suck.
Well, yeah, that's common ground there.
Something that they're like the little brothers.
You know, why don't you guys like do Pop Van sucks every game? Even
well,
when
there's
you guys
a reason.
Suck.
There's a reason that we do that, and it hurts a lot of us older Ranger fans as to what he did to Ulf Nielsen. So we all feel that a very.
Yeah, we all have our little thing. I don't think you need to go after the Devils. I don't think they did anything to you aside from just eliminate you last year, and in previous years. I mean, yeah. I don't.
You know,
win a bunch of cups in your face.
And to the Rangers' credit, they bounce back with the best season they've ever had in their franchise history after losing that series to the Devils last year. So
there's
something to be said about motivation, and they lived up to it.
Yeah.
So now they got to do it again.
Yes, they do.
Because the second season gets started this weekend.
Got to go win the Stanley Cup. Now, the Islanders are going to be in that second season, as we know, because indeed they did beat the Devils.
Riley at the blue line. Sends it over towards Nelson. Riley and Nelson. All zone time for the Islanders on this power play. Throw into the net. They score! Palmieri parked in front. A power play goal makes it 2-0.
And that was the former Devil, Brendan Burke, with the call on MSG. The Islanders beat the Devils 4-1 as they clinched the third spot in the division. We know they'll play the Hurricanes in the first round of the playoffs. This team has played great hockey down the stretch. 7-8, and their one loss was not in regulation, so they got the point with the Rangers. Here was Patrick Waugh. What a job done by his club.
Very proud. I mean, they played some very good hockey down the stretch, and they were resilient. They worked together. I mean, I think we learned how to win.
And they won a lot, as we said, over the last few weeks. And so they're in the postseason again. They will take on
Carolina.
You know
what you got to do? Lou Lamoriello did not do anything at the trade deadline except for changing the coach.
That's right. Which is a big deal.
And I know Islander fans are frustrated at that point in time in the season, and everybody's screaming and yelling. You remember we had Peter Schwartz in here, and he was like, fire the coach.
We wanted Bruce Boudreau.
That's what he said. But he basically was thinking the way that Lou Lamoriello was thinking, him and Peter Schwartz on the same wavelength.
Amazing.
Peter Schwartz.
Two legends. And by the way, Brendan Burke did the John Sterling.
I'm getting to it. So I'm going to first take you back to 1976.
Okay.
This was when John was the Islanders play-by-play announcer.
Rebound carries out left side. Hit along the boards by Gresham. A poke free by Henning. And out comes Westfall. Westfall to center. Westfall, a slapper on goal. Off Davidson. Goal! Shot on goal.
All right, so that's John, 1976-24, 48 years ago.
Jeez. Oh, man, that's Vern and Westfall. So they call him over there at Meadowbrook, Vern.
Here was Brendan Burke last night when Kyle MacLean scored.
Lee shoved at the side of the net. Is it in? Goal! Islanders goal! Islanders goal! 4-1. Islanders lead it here in the third.
Well, that sounds like somebody going for the Yankee job right there to me.
Maybe.
Well, you got to remember, his dad, Brendan Burke, was a Yankee beat reporter. He spent a lot of time in the booth. He was even like an intern there. So he knew John well and then grew up an Islander guy. So that was just perfect for him to pay homage in that way. But I don't know if I was thinking about this actually, drive it in. Would Brendan Burke leave his hockey
to do the Yankees?
To do the Yankees on the radio?
Well, he could do what Howie Rose did. Right? Can't they do
both? Yeah, but here's the thing, too. Brendan Burke is also TNT's
national guy. He's a great announcer. He is a great announcer. And Bob Wischusen's a great hockey
Bob's
announcer,
Bob's tremendous,
too.
Yes.
Both of them are. I mean, we got a lot of good... Remember Kevin Burkhart? He was out there...
Heard of him.
He was out there in Shea Stadium and interviewing all those... you know, doing all the, you know, Bob Gelb, not Bob Gelb's,
Steve Gelb's.
I'm Steve Gelb's.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff. And look what he's turned into.
Yeah. It made me.
But when Brendan said, Burke's there, man.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest. He reminded me, though, when you said Kevin Burkhardt, when Spike was giving his goodbye and all the nasty replies people were saying.
Yeah.
Somebody said that Spike looked like a Walmart version of Kevin Burkhardt.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was creative.
You know, I don't. So I saw some of this stuff. I mean, I don't even know why. Like, guys like Brandon Tierney. Oh, Ryan Hurley's the greatest ever, sucking up to him. You know,
yeah, immediately.
Immediately on X.
Suck up
and
spot.
And then another suck up spot, you know, to Spike. Oh, he gave me a chance. He believed in me. And I'm like,
man, it's a little tough to take.
It is a little tough to take. But then when you look at the replies, like, why put that out there? So people now have an opportunity to reply to you.
Yeah, I don't, because it's a suck-up spot, and they want to do that thing.
But yeah, but all the people that come back at you mainly are negative.
Well, sure.
You suck. Hopefully they'll split you and Sal up now. And
go F yourself. I hate your guts.
People are sending stuff to Ryan Hurley already. This guy sucks. He sucks. They stink. Get this. Blow this place up. Meanwhile, the ratings tell you otherwise. So shut the hell up. Some slappy sitting in his mom's basement.
All right, so we take it from
Why
John.
Why are you putting your name into it, Jerry?
I did this morning. Me and Al.
You have your name into the hat? I think you should just go walk right down the hall.
Not as a full-time
guy,
hey,
no. Hey, Ryan, I want to be the voice of the Yankees.
I don't, though.
You don't want to be the voice of the Yankees?
No, I think I'd be divorced within a season. I don't think it's a good job for a married person with kids. I don't.
Huh.
Isn't that's very like.
Does an absence make the heart grow fonder, Jerry?
Jerry, no, it makes you chase tail.
That is it.
No, I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing.
That is a very mature outlook.
Well, it's true, though. Like when they were doing the tryouts, Olive asked me if I was going to throw my hat in the ring, and I said no, because I would never, I wouldn't take the job. Not at this point in my life, I wouldn't take the job. No, I got games to watch.
You're like Stu Gotts. Okay, I'll throw my hat in the ring there. Really?
No. Wrong.
I'm really important.
I did not say that I was offered anything other than a chance like everybody else.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Okay.
I mean, I've done play-by-play for 18 years.
I know.
Why wouldn't I throw my hat in the ring?
You are great at it,
I didn't
too.
Say that. Boy,
did you do baseball?
This morning. What's that?
Could you do baseball?
I think I could do baseball, yes.
Think you could?
I do.
Of course you could.
Yes. I don't know if I could do hockey. I could do baseball.
You could do hockey. It would take you a little longer to get it, but you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, I know the game. Yeah. I've just never, ever done a hockey
game. I was able to hack my way through it. I have no idea what the hell I was
doing.
Fair
enough.
You could be doing it for 18, almost 20 years. You could figure it out.
But I couldn't imagine living a life with 80 games on the road, spring training. You're never home.
Yeah, it's tough.
So, but I'd love to do a game or two. Yes, of course.
Speaking of Emmanuel Babari, wasn't there a cartoon elephant that was named Babari?
Babar.
Oh, Babar. That's what it is. It popped in my head today. I was like, is that a cartoon? Remember that one? Cartoon elephant, Babar?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what made did that come after Dumbo or before Dumbo?
I think it was
after.
I want to say after Dumbo.
Okay. Dumbo goes back to the 50s, right?
At least, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dumbo's the goat when it comes to cartoon elephants. I think Babar was just trying to move in on there. It didn't really make it the same impact.
How many cartoon elephants are there?
That are famous? Probably two.
Yeah.
Dumbo and Babar. I can't think of another cartoon elephant that is famous. It's about time for another one, if you think about it.
Yeah,
there
not
was
many.
There was the Dumbo era. There was the Babar era. Now we have a...
There's still a Dumbo era. You go to Disney.
It is true. Yeah.
You got the Dumbo ears ride.
You absolutely do. All right, what else, Jerry?
So this was John with Evan and Tiki yesterday. Said it was pretty simple for him walking away.
I just don't want to do any more work. I've worked for 64 years. And in July, I'll be 86. So, you know, let's face it, my time has come.
And he did say that, said Oliveira, what a great boss, did offer him, if it's too much, just to do games in the Bronx.
I guess I could just do the home games. But you know what's true, fellas? Mm. I don't want to get up in the afternoon and have to go somewhere. In fact, I'd much rather listen to you guys and then listen to the game and watch. Yeah, I can watch 800 games here.
Yep, and if he can figure it out, as he said, with the app on his TV, he will do just that. Yankees did then lose to the Blue Jays 3-1.
Oh, God. John Sterling trying to find the Yankees.
when they're on Amazon Prime.
Peacock, Amazon, Apple TV Plus on a Friday night. Oh, God, we need to send Izzo to his place in Edgewater, New Jersey. John tries to find the Yankees on Apple Plus on a Friday night.
That would be funny. Alejandro Kirk had an RBI double on third, but prior to that, he scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch by Luis Gil. Just one from Gil through his interpreter. Seven walks on the night. What's the deal with the seven walks?
Right now, it's hard to give you an exact answer on why, you know. For sure, I'm going to be sitting down with our pitching coach and going over video to find an answer.
And so a few weeks.
Jesus, I mean, Austin Wells back there last night had to be like a goalie.
Yeah, pretty
for
much.
For God's sake.
Yep. First time they've lost back-to-back games in the first 17.
Uh-oh.
So you do have that. You
got, here we go.
Wheels coming off.
Carlos Rodon, the start tonight on the Fan at 7:05. The Mets did beat the Pirates 6-3, trailed 3-0, came back to tie. Then Harrison Bader snapped a 3-3 tie with a two-run double in the eighth. Jose Quintana, the start tonight. Edwin Diaz did pick up his fourth save last night. The Mets back to 500 at 8-8.
See, that's
on the
great
season.
What we talked
yes,
about.
Yes, it is so good.
Let's just get back to 500.
Win series.
That's
win
the
series.
First goal. And now it's keep going like this. And Jerry, you and I are going to win our bet.
Let's go. That's right. We're back to even.
I mean, the first 10 days of the season, people are screaming and yelling.
They were pretty horrific.
I mean, that Saturday game in Cincinnati was horrific, I have to say. But they ended up turning that whole thing around and winning that series.
Yes, they have. Daniel Jones said his rehab going well. Expects to be ready for training camp. We'll hear from him throughout the course of the morning. And I'm sure CBS Sports Network will have video of his eyes popping out of his head.
Yeah, I saw that.
Weird.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Very strange.
I feel
odd.
Sorry for him now. Yeah, he's going to be like right in the scorn.
Well,
but I think, you know, are the Giants sending up a smokescreen? Because they want either Neighbors or Odunze, and they're, you know, talking about wanting a quarterback, you know, and then maybe they trade with Denver or somebody if somebody's up there and they get extra picks. I don't know. There's a lot of things going on, and these next, you know, 2 weeks really are going to be really fascinating around the NFL and maybe some of the trades that happen.
Eagles gave Devontae Smith a 3-year extension. The Nets reportedly going to hire Kings top assistant Jordy Fernandez as their new head coach. Lakers Pelicans tonight, 7-8 game in the West, and the 9-10 game will be the Warriors and the Kings tonight.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live to the Build Ford Toughest Studio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, you know, I'm going to help you out this morning, man. So just hang in there.
Yeah, I'm good.
By the way, congratulations to Caitlin Clark. She got picked number one overall last night. You want to talk about impact? The tickets for that WNBA draft last night tripled if you wanted to be there to see her get drafted. They've got all of her Indiana Fever games essentially scheduled for national television, assuming that, you know, she's going to be healthy and she's going to make it through the entire season.
Yep.
And the WNBA is currently trying to negotiate a new television contract, and they're going to go right on the on her shoulders. And it reminds me of when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird went to the NBA, because you probably don't remember this. The NBA was really flat. And it was David Stern who needed personality.
Oh, sure.
And those two guys obviously going tooth and nail in the March Madness that year. And, you know, with it coming down to a championship game and two great players. And she reminds me, the way she plays, a lot of Larry, like Larry Bird. She's an unbelievable passer. Forget the shots. Shooting is probably more Steph Curry, although Larry Bird was a great shooter. But she plays basketball on a different level, and she'll make her teammates better. And I just think that I would hope that the WNBA players respect what she is going to be bringing to their league, and that is going to be eyeballs, and that's what they desperately need, because they have to get this TV contract. I mean, it's like $80 million right now.
Well,
they got to get it up to like $300-500 million if they can.
And maybe if they do, Caitlin Clark and some of these other players will get bigger rookie contracts, because SpotTrack was tweeting out all of the numbers. So Caitlin Clark's rookie contract, and I know she's going to make a lot of money off the court and endorsements and all of that, but just her base salary in the WNBA, 4 years, $338,000. In 2024, she will be making $76,535 before taxes.
Yeah, the WNBA should be paying her. Because, like I said, the eyeballs are already following her to her next level. Now, she could have stayed in Iowa another year, too, by the way.
Of course, and she said she was ready for the next challenge. But explain to me this. And I understand the WNBA has had its struggles, and there's been times where you feel like it was maybe even going to go away. You heard rumors of that. But they can't pay their number one overall pick more. They can't even get her six figures for her?
No. And you got to remember, there have been other great players that have come before her. You know, Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, Brittany Griner.
76,000.
On and on and on. Angel Reese, Aja Wilson. I mean, there's a lot of great players that are in the WNBA. But for some reason, the fascination with Caitlin Clark over the last 2 years has elevated to a whole nother level. Now, maybe a little bit of the back and forth with Angel Reese when she was down with LSU, and the fact that they were playing for colleges.
Yeah.
You know, and the college game actually elevated because of those rivalries. You know, Gino Auriemma has been running the greatest female basketball operation in history of the league. He's like the John Wooden of women's basketball.
100%.
And he's had great players, selfless players. You know, he'll tell you that Paige Beckers is the best player right now, because he wants to back his team, his girl on his team. But, you know, at the end of the day, Caitlin Clark is the one that has proven to be the Larry Bird of her generation for females basketball.
Yeah, and maybe this TV deal changes things, but I still am shocked. I mean, you talk about there were more people that watched Caitlin Clark in that championship game against South Carolina, who was undefeated and won, obviously. You want to give them their proper respect, than watch the men's college basketball team, the number one pick in the NBA.
Just goes to show you stars, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, and she goes into the WNBA, she turns pro, and she's making less than the producer of BT and Sal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And she's worth crazy more than that guy, I can tell you that. Definitely. Well,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, she's transcending all of this, and she did $76,000.
I just hope the WNBA players understand that, you know, because I know there was some, I don't say criticism, but some negative commentary by some ex-players, like, oh, wait till she gets to the WNBA and plays against real women. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, come on,
shut up.
You know what? What you want is, you want this person to be as successful as she possibly can be and elevate everybody's salary.
Who's more underpaid, Eddie Scazzeri or Caitlin Clark?
That's a good one.
877-337.
Eddie's been around for a long time. So
yeah, I know.
What did she make? 76?
Yeah, 70. The first year, 76,535.
I think I almost make that.
You know, so Eddie sometimes sits in for Fleegs, right?
Yeah, to do the sports minutes.
Right, and that takes their personal time. They don't get paid for that, so I pay him a little, you know.
Yeah, give him a little scratch.
A little scratch on the side, which is fine. It's not no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I had forgot, you know, everything going on over the weekend, and then of course the colonoscopy. And I walk in there to go in there and talk to Al and Eddie about the jet uniforms and the helmets and all that other stuff. And Eddie goes, "Excuse me, sir, you owe me $100." I'm like,
"Take it up your ass!"
Right? I said, "For what?" He goes, "You know, for the sports." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I totally forgot." So the capitalists at Shorehaven Wealth, partners have gotten to the communist Eddie Schizzeri to make sure that, you know, he gets his scratch.
Does Eddie pay taxes on this money that you give him?
No, not that, honey. No, no, he won't.
That's how it works.
He's happy about that. Just a little tip. It's a little thank you.
No, it's a little thank you is what it is. It's a gift. Yes. It's a gift. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with the Shorehaven Wealth Partner guys at Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
We'll be hanging out with them, playing some golf. Maybe they'll get us in the mix.
Try to get you in the mix. Mm. Just telling you, these people, they got their meat hooks out. I can just tell.
Yeah, but they're definitely, they're Jersey people.
They're good people. They're good
Very people. Good people, but they're Jersey people. I can't be. I mean, I know there's phones and emails and stuff, but sometimes you want to go in and have a face-to-face thing. I can't have that. Can't have Jersey people. And
too far, yes.
Way too far.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.